Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello and welcome to another podcast, another ITN podcast with me, Gillian Gotzel. Now today, my guest is Rhett Oetkerk-Poel, whose name is a wonderful name, it's Dutch, this is why I'm stumbling over it, who is the CEO and founder, co-founder of EuropeChain. Rhett, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And as your name suggests, you are from the Netherlands, which is why I had difficulty saying it. Is there a meaning to your name? Oetkerk-Poel?
Well, the pool is from Poland. There were a lot of religious fugitives in 1500s or so, and so they just called themselves Poel, as they were from Poland. And at that time, you could buy yourself a second name, so they bought the name. I think the name was from their mother, so that they looked more royal. So it's Oetkerk, and that simply means old church. So it's Old Church Pool.
Do you know something? I never knew that before. I've never asked you that question before.
Interesting story. There's a whole history behind it.
Oh, wow. There's links. Well, I'm glad I asked. And I think the listeners will like that too. What a good start. So Rhett, you are a very, very, very experienced businessman. You've been in fintech for a long time, and more recently in blockchain and the EOS blockchain in particular. And from that, you have founded EuropeChain. Would you like to explain what EuropeChain is and does?
Yeah, so EuropeChain is a EOSIO sister chain. So we're a GDPR supporting a blockchain for enterprises. It's founded by five block producers from Europe. All of them run multiple blockchains, and the EuropeChain particularly focuses on delivering a blockchain, public blockchain for enterprises. We've done multiple projects, and while doing these projects, we bumped into basically the same issues. We need to manage identities. We have a workflow for signing off certain steps in the application. So what we've done is we're working now in building an enablement layer. So with the enablement layer and with the public blockchain, enterprises can build blockchain applications. What we expect is the typical road to build an application will be your classical system integrator. So what we're now building is a network of system integrators that can help enterprises. So we have multiple companies already signed up in several jurisdictions that can help you. So if you are in need of an application, then you can come to us and we will support you with a system integrator to build the application. In parallel, we're doing the same in India. Satya Chain is the name, is a chain for India. So the model is geographical chains with an enablement layer. Well, the hype right now is, of course, NFTs.
That's my next question, because the NFTs and blockchain, are they on your radar?
Oh, absolutely. So the founding teams, it was Dublin, it was Amsterdam, it was Barcelona, all of them were independently running all kinds of blockchain NFT projects. So what we've decided is that all the NFT projects will be moved to the EuropeChain. So EuropeChain will be the entity where we will invoice NFT projects from, and we will resource the facilities from all the companies that are founders of the EuropeChain. So that could also be a project that we run on WEX. The advantage for a customer is that we have more broad knowledge. EOS Amsterdam was co-founded with Jetse Spry. You think you had him on your show or if you hadn't, you need it. Yeah, you
have expert lawyer on GDPR.
Expert lawyer. So we can help you with all the legal stuff of NFTs. How do you make an artist contract? Or if you are an artist, did you already sign any music deals, or did you sign any portrait rights deals? Or so you can't just issue an.
Yeah, people don't think about these issues, do they?
Yeah, it's a important element. And what are you putting into the NFT? Is it just a picture? And if it's a picture, what rights does it? Is it as is, or do you have the rights to do other things with it? Can you print it? Can you launch your own television commercial with it because you own the picture? Now, that sort of things, of course, need to be determined. What is the NFT? If it's just a picture, or is it? And we are now working on all kinds of projects that use NFT for collectibles, projects that use NFTs for auctions of pictures of a photographer. We're working on comic collections. We're working on, but also on business applications. So the NFT represents an invoice. And that invoice can be purchased. And then you're creating a factoring solution.
Invoice factoring as well.
So invoice, yeah. So there, and in the base layer, you basically need the same things. You need asset management. You need identity. Who's buying what? As soon as it starts to get really serious, of course, all kinds of AML, anti-money laundering, and know your customer style rules start to pop up. If you sell something for 10 euros, it's not a problem. But like Christie's did, if they sell something of 69 million, then you know, need to know who the customer is. I mean, it clearly is in a monetary space that it crosses.
It's not pin money. It's serious money.
So that is what we do. We're building the railroads by being block producers and creating the chains, and we're building the tools. So we're doing the railway and the shovels, and we do everything on supplying customers with the tools to launch these sort of series. We've done a couple of very interesting collectible series. So these are artists, and we have a customer called R2, and that customer turned into a little bit of a partnership. So we have a revenue share model with them, where we think of they bring in the artists, and we think about what's the recipe? We call it the recipe to launch this project. So are we going to launch 50 pictures in 6 rarities, or are we going to launch 10 pictures in 3 rarities? Are we going to do an auction of 40 pictures or 20 pictures or 10? So what's the scarcity element? What is there a rarity model? So all that kind of thinking goes into the project. And if you look at the competition, everybody's thinking about these recipes. So what makes it attractive? What makes it fun? So there's a lot of gamification coming into this space. Simple things like burning, give us 5 simple cards, we give you 1 special. So we burn 5 and you get, so that's a burning swap mechanism, that sort of thing that we're working on. Street Fighter, maybe you've seen that launch.
Yeah, on Wax.
On Wax, they did something completely different. They issued build cards. Every time you had to combine 2 build cards into a new card, and then you could, this new card was basically the real card, the real collectible. And then with additional build cards, you could power up this card until maximum level of 5. So there were all kinds. There's all kinds of recipes that people are thinking about, and that makes it a lot of fun because you want to see what recipe works, what recipe doesn't work. Everything is now pre-minted. The first collections were minted on demand. That people didn't like that. People preferred, or robots were able to capture all the minting on demand. So the automated process walked away with all the low mint numbers.
Sure, the valuable ones, of course. Yeah.
The valuable ones. So that is basically the whole industry now moved to pre-minting, or a mix of that you have no on demand or pre-minting mixed in a combination.
Mm.
And I think that will be some interesting progress over the years in these recipes, how to do an NFT collection launch. And we did a collection with an artist, Dutch Moroccan artist. And that was a little 18 years plus style drawings.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work. So but it was sold in the last collection, Cartoms, was sold in 2 minutes. And this one was, I think, 15 minutes.
Wow.
It's really, really crazy. Yeah.
And which are you, mentioned earlier the Wax and the EOS. So are all these going on Wax blockchain, or are you
using Yeah.
They're all Wax.
No, we use Wax. So the EuroChain team, combined Dublin, Barcelona, Amsterdam, we are joining forces and helping each other out. And the aim is to use the EuroChain brand. Very likely we'll change that to Zizon. So the Zizon brand, the Zizon company, has the Satya chain, the EuroChain NFT consulting practice, and the enablement layers as our portfolio of solutions.
So do you think, it's a fascinating area. It's absolutely exploding. So in your opinion, Red, you're obviously putting a lot of investment in terms of the corporate people, talent, consultancy. So is it a bubble or is it just an expansion? What's your opinion?
No, I don't think it's a bubble. We didn't have this before. People are collectors. Everything digital before was very easy copyable. You just was able to download illegally music, movies, pictures. So there wasn't any scarcity. There was abundance. And if there is abundance, everything is free. And if everything is free, people need to think of different business models. And that created basically the Facebooks and the Googles of the world, because everything was free and you were the product. And now when things can have a value, we will start to see that entrepreneurs will think of all kinds of different business models. And now we finally have micropayments. So we can create collections that have 0.0001 euro or dollar. So it's a completely changed world, because things can have value, provable value, provable scarcity, and that will create a completely different world with everything that has in potential value. So all digital items in the world will have some shape or form of an NFT. So, and basically everything is in a digital shape. So the first tweet is an NFT. A subscription to Spotify, 1 month subscription of Spotify can be an NFT and can be traded. So a subscription to a music service can be 36 months, 36 NFTs. And if you are traveling to the Himalayas for 2 months, then you maybe want to sell those two NFTs on a marketplace again. And that can create all kinds of different economics, because what is it? What is the value of that? If the value of 2 months subscription is lower than the price of 36, that's logical. If it's higher, that's logical as well. There's always so you get very interesting price discovery mechanisms as well. So I think it's a fascinating space, and entrepreneurs will think of all kinds of recipes, try out what works, what doesn't work. Put everything on the WAX blockchain, or do we need to mix it on Ethereum, Binance Chain, WAX? It needs to be very user-friendly. We're still having a lot of challenges with bridging the classic fiat world. So getting collections paid by credit cards is still an issue in many jurisdictions. In the Netherlands, it's difficult. We can't find a bank that supports us right now. But as soon as all that is solved, then you can do very exciting things. And people can, music artists, DJs, top sport people, all of them can do all kinds of interesting things.
I think what's interesting in our talk today is that heretofore, the focus has been on artists and big names. But as you're outlining it there, first of all, there's a lot of legalities people need to look at in the process. But secondly, it's also amazing that the uses that will go way beyond an influencer. It's, as you say, it could be a part of a subscription that could be sold or traded on a marketplace. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today, Rhett. Absolutely fascinating from Europe Chain. And thank you for your time indeed.
Thank you. No problem. It was fun to do.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.